Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Another observation is that tonight, the Late Late Show host Patrick Keelty is back with the Late Late Show. He's insisting the programme won't be diminished by controversial new proposals to relocate it away from RTE. The world's longest running live TV chat show returns to our screens, as I say, this evening, with the County Down comedian at the helm for a second season. But what's in store for the iconic show, both tonight and into the future? Our reporter Barry Lenehan is down around the Late Late Show set, skulking around for some answers. What's happening there, Barry?
Yeah, well, Cormac, a final polish and a last lick of paint being applied to the set here to my left in Studio 4 in the bowels of the RTE Television Centre. The Late Late Show, first on our screens in the summer of 1962, returning tonight with its famous owl for a 63rd season. And among the guests, golfer Rory McIlroy later tonight, comedian John Bishop, and some of our Olympic and Paralympic champions. But as you alluded to there, the programme returning tonight under somewhat of a cloud following an announcement during the summer from RTE Director General Kevin Backhurst that the Late Late Show will no longer be produced here in RTE as part of a major cost savings plan at the cash strapped national broadcaster. It'll be produced off site in a different location, maybe by an independent production company. What will all that mean? Well, the answer still rather unclear for staff and viewers alike.
That unclear, but one thing for certain, Barry, as you say, Patrick Keelty back for his second season as the host after a debut year, which I think was pretty positive in terms of reviews, it's fair to say.
That's it. And the former Down minor footballer, he was ratified at the start of his term for a 3-year term. He's not ruling out extending that if still wanted by viewers and RTE. And he confirmed yesterday how he didn't seek a rise in his €250,000 salary before the start of this, his second year. While Mr. Keelty also told reporters how he feared he gave Pope Francis shingles during a summer meeting there a few months ago. But on a more serious note, news today of no public inquiry into the killing of Derry GA official Sean Brown. There will be a public inquiry, we heard earlier this week, into the murder of Belfast solicitor Pat Finucane. And that's poignant news for the Late Late Show host, Patrick Keelty, whose father Jack, of course, was murdered by loyalist paramilitaries in 1988 when Patrick was just 16 years of age. And this is something I discussed with the Late Late Show host when I met him around here a short time ago, but I first asked him whether he was nervous ahead of tonight's return.
Not as bad as they maybe were this time last year. This time last year, I think the week before the first show would have been one of the longest weeks of my life. You know, whenever you get a gig, you kind of want to get started. So what's quite nice about being back this time round is it feels you're rejoining a party rather than introducing yourself on your first day at school, which is a much nicer feeling.
And what have you planned? You're bringing the show on the road. What more can you tell us?
I can't tell you much more than that. We're trying to work out where we could maybe get the show on the road this year. There's a few places that we think would be good crack to get out of Dublin. And if we can get that over the line, get it all signed off, we'll have a night on the road.
Maybe up north, perhaps?
Or maybe further down south. We could well, there's the Kingdom of Down or the Kingdom of Kerry. I mean, you choose.
And what of guests this year? Are you going to bring out all the stops, maybe reunite the Gallagher brothers perhaps?
I remember interviewing Noel actually on a BBC talk show I did in Belfast years ago, and he's always good value. Normally a guest will come on a show if they want you to watch something, or they want to promote something, or they've tickets to sell. Unfortunately, with the Gallagher brothers, the tickets are sold. Look, if Noel possibly listens to this and can make himself available, we'd love to have the chat.
Obviously, since you were last on air, news that the Late Late Show will be produced off-site and by an independent production company within the next 5 years. How's morale amongst the team given that news?
I think only one of those things has been confirmed to my knowledge. I think the show is going to be produced off-site I don't think there's been any decision made about how that show is going to be produced, whether it's going to be in-house or whether it's going to be by an independent. I mean, we don't even know when the show is going to be leaving Montrose.
Did you get any alert or any hints of what might happen from RTE chiefs, including Director General Kevin Backhurst?
No special heads up. I found out at the end of the last series that it looked like we were going off site. At that point, it looked like there might be repairs been done here and be coming back. It now seems that, you know, if we're going out here, there's a different plan for this building. It's still one to get the head round. You know, there's a lot of history here. You know, we're in the corridor where I get changed for the Late Late, where every Late Late show host is, you know, paced the floor before they've walked out, the history in the studio next door. So I'm not really looking too far ahead in terms
for
of that.
People who might have a fear of the programme's future and that it might lose some of its special status as a result, what would you say to them?
What I would say is that TV and good TV is about moments, and it's about the atmosphere you create. And I think that the Late Late Show, that's what creates the atmosphere. There will always be an energy and a vibe about the Late Late Show, whether it's done in this building or whether it's done in another building. And TV studios are spaces that kind of look the same. So while it might feel a bit different, it probably won't look any different.
News this week of a public inquiry into the murder of Pat Finucane, and given your own background as well and your father's death, 12 months on into this role and given these developments, do you think we're closer to getting to truth and reconciliation on the island?
I think if you look at the history of conflict on this island, you know, over the last 50 years, there's still a lot of truth to come out. I think we're a long way down the road in terms of reconciliation. I think there's a way to go in terms of people understanding each other and moving forward together. All of that stuff, I think, starts with the truth. If you look at what's happening in the north, if you look at what's happening with the schools and the abuse scandals and all of these things, you got to start with the truth and then you move forward.
Does this week's development about that inquiry, does that offer more hope?
I think it does. I think that everybody deserves the truth. And the second you've got truth, then you can move to some form of justice.
On a separate note, you're returning to stand-up. When's that going to happen?
I think that's going to happen next summer. That's the plan. I want to maybe do a few dates and see where that takes me. But it's that itch that you always feel you need to scratch. If you've started out as a stand-up, you never want to walk too far away from it. So hopefully, yeah, early summer next year.
Those opening jokes in the programme, they made the itch grow even harder again, did they?
Yeah, it's that thing of, you know, there's so much stuff that you enjoy doing on this show, but, you know, coming out and getting the party started with a couple of laughs is always fun.
But you've heard a lot of second season syndrome, second album syndrome. I know Down did back-to-back All-Irelands in 60 and 61. So which way are you going to go? Will it be like that team, the Down team of the 60s, or are you fearful of that second season syndrome?
Well, Down won the All-Ireland in 60 and 61, and then they didn't win anything until 68. Down in 91, then in 94. So I'm hoping there's more than two seasons in me. I think with all of these things, you know, there's always a curiosity around, you know, the first season. I think that when you look at how broadcasting is changing generally, people, the way they're consuming shows has changed. And I think that people watching live on a TV on the evening, that's slowly but, you know, surely moving downhill. I think what's nice is that we've managed to build a much bigger audience online. And I think that, you know, the RTE player, a lot of people are watching the show on that. So I think audiences are always going to be there. I think you're just going to have to find them in different places.
Something similar to season one, you'd be happy with those figures?
I mean, I don't really look at the figures too much. I look at the performance. If at the end of season two, the shows are as good as season one, I'll be happy.
Talk again this week, the Wolf Tones appealing for a perceived ban on them within Montrose to be lifted. This is their farewell year. Will you help them break bread with RTE and have them on the show?
I am not the Wolf Tones manager or their agent. They'll have to break that bread somewhere else. I think that's between
you have the door open.
That's between them and RTE.
My God, I hope Patrick gives his guests an easier ride than Barry Lenehan gave Patrick Keelty. Speaking with Barry Lenehan there a short time ago, and the Late Late Show returns to RTÉ1 and the RTÉ Player, of course, tonight at 9:35, and the very best of luck to them.